Researchers made a historic announcement. They had detected something called a gravitational wave.
We did it.
Here's NPR's Jeff Brumfield to tell us what they did and about the epic search to get there.
A century ago, Albert Einstein revolutionized physics with a theory of gravity called general relativity. The theory made a lot of startling predictions. One of them was that very heavy objects like black holes should produce ripples in the fabric of space-time. But it was just a theory. Fast forward to the 1960s, and a physicist named Rainer Weiss was teaching at MIT.
And that was the beginning for me. So if you asked, when did I start stewing about it, it was probably in the late 60s.
Weiss was stewing about how to actually detect a gravitational wave. These waves only bend space a tiny, tiny amount, less than a fraction of the diameter of a subatomic particle. It was a huge challenge. He and others spent years just tinkering, trying to figure out how to do it. Eventually, they came up with a plan. A laser would be placed 2.5 miles away from two high-precision mirrors. Bouncing light off the mirrors would provide a stunningly accurate measure of distance, enough to detect the stretching and squishing of space by gravitational waves.
And that's where the big money started. So up to that time, it was all tabletop kind of things.
Giant lasers, long concrete tunnels, not cheap. Oh, and to really make sure they'd seen something, they'd have to build two of these things. Weiss and his colleagues went to the National Science Foundation for money. There were doubts, but eventually a panel of eminent scientists weighed in.
And they said, hey, this is a great idea. You should do it. It's risky, but it's exactly what the country needs.
So the government built two detectors in Louisiana and Washington State. They ran them for nearly a decade and saw nothing. Well, that's not quite true. The detectors registered trees being logged in Louisiana, earthquakes in rural Washington, shifts in the very core of our planet, but no gravitational waves. So the scientists asked for an upgrade. And they got it. Altogether, this laser interferometer gravity wave observatory thing cost $1.5 billion. But last year, it finally paid off. On September 14th at 4:51 in the morning local time, an alarm went off in Louisiana. William Parker was the operator on duty.
Then about 5 o'clock, 5:30, phone calls started coming in.
Researchers in Germany were already analyzing the data. It showed a wave. The Washington State detector had seen it too.
I was like, yeah. You know, it was, for me, it was exciting.
That little bloop, bloop is actually the sound of a gravitational ripple from two black holes colliding far out in space. Rainer Weiss, who's now 83, is relieved they've finally nailed it.
I mean, once we had this discovery, a monkey came off my back.
It's taken half a century, but there's much more to come. Now that gravitational waves have been seen, scientists want to use them to study things like black holes and other massive objects. A whole new era of exploration is about to begin. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.